It's a relaxed, happy day in London, if a bit cold and with a slight breeze to flutter the flags. The Queen has come to Westminster Abbey almost exactly 26 years after her own wedding, this time as the mother of the bride. And now, amid the glitter and clatter of the household cavalry, the delicate glass coach of maroon and gold, drawn by four grey horses, comes to the west door of the Abbey. For a moment, Princess Anne, in her shimmering white dress, stands on the pavement with her father. Ahead lies the long procession up the blue carpet of the Abbey, with its congregation of royalty and high commissioners and ministers and friends. And as the trumpeters of the Queen's Dragoon Guards, in brilliant scarlet uniforms, sound a flourish, let us too go inside the Abbey.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God Himself, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and His Church, which holy estate Christ adorned and beautified with His presence and first miracle that He wrought in Cana of Galilee, and is commended in holy writ to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be enterprised nor taken in hand unadvisedly, lightly, or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained. First, it was ordained for the increase of mankind according to the will of God, and that children might be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord and to the praise of His holy name. Secondly, it was ordained in order that the natural instincts and affections implanted by God should be hallowed and directed aright, that those who are called of God to this holy estate should continue therein in pureness of living. Thirdly, it was ordained for the mutual society, help, and comfort that the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity, into which holy estate these two persons present come now to be joined. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
I require and charge you both, as ye will answer at the dreadful day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why ye may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, ye do now confess it. For be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow are not joined together by God, neither is their matrimony lawful. Mark Antony Peter, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her as long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Anne Elizabeth Alice Louise, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Who giveth this woman to be married to this man? I, Mark Antony Peter.
I, Mark Antony Peter.
Take thee, Anne Elizabeth Alice Louise.
Take thee, Anne Elizabeth Alice Louise.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
I, Anne Elizabeth Alice Louise.
I am Elizabeth Alice Louise.
Take thee, Mark Antony Peter.
Take thee, Mark Antony Peter.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, cherish, and to obey.
To love, cherish, and to obey.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
In thy name, Lord, we hallow and dedicate this ring, that by thy blessing, he who gives it and she who wears it, keeping true faith the one to the other, may abide together in thy peace, continue together in thy favor, live together in thy love, and may finally dwell together in thine eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
With my body I thee worship.
With my body I thee worship.
And with all my worldly goods I thee endow.
And with all my worldly goods I thee endow.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. O eternal God, creator and preserver of all mankind, giver of all spiritual grace, the author of everlasting life, send thy blessing upon these thy servants, this man and this woman, whom we bless in thy name, that living faithfully together, they may surely perform and keep the vow and covenant betwixt them made, whereof this ring given and received is a token and pledge, and may ever remain in perfect love and peace together, and live according to thy laws, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Forasmuch as Mark Antony Peter and Anne Elizabeth Alice Louise have consented together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth either to other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving of a ring and by joining of hands, I pronounce that they be man and wife together. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you, and so fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that ye may so live together in this life, that in the world to come ye may have life everlasting.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thy servant and thy handmaid.
O Lord, set us in thee.
O Lord, send them help from thy holy place.
And
to them a tower of strength.
From the face of their
enemies. O Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come unto
God of our fathers, bless these thy servants, and sow the seed of eternal life in their hearts, that whatsoever in thy holy word they shall profitably learn, they may indeed fulfill the same, that so, obeying thy will, and always being in safety under thy protection, they may abide in thy love unto their lives' end, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O merciful Lord and heavenly Father, by whose gracious gift mankind is increased, bestow, we beseech thee, upon these two persons the heritage and gift of children, and grant that they may live together so long in godly love and honesty that they may see their children Christianly and virtuously brought up to thy praise and honor, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, who hast taught us that it should never be lawful to put asunder those whom thou by matrimony hast made one, and hast consecrated the state of matrimony to such an excellent mystery that in it is signified and represented the spiritual marriage and unity betwixt Christ and his church, look mercifully upon these thy servants, that both this man may love his wife according to thy word, as Christ did love his spouse, the church, who gave himself for it, loving and cherishing it even as his own flesh, and also that this woman may be loving and amiable and faithful to her husband, and in all quietness, sobriety, and peace, be a follower of holy and godly matrons. O Lord, bless them both, and grant them to inherit thy everlasting kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, pour upon you the riches of his grace. sanctify, and bless you, that ye may please him both in body and soul, and live together in holy love unto your life's end.